WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. Episode 3, Season 2 of College Struggle with Dev. All right, today's guest, we got Nikolai. You may know him from the Wednesday, Thursday shows, Throwback Thursdays with Nikolai. Amazing. What time is it, Nikolai?
Throwback Thursday is 10 to 12 a.m.
Oh my gosh, that's so late.
Yeah, it's super late on Thursday nights, though. But like most people are coming back from events. You know, a lot of people are up and about, and so we play the best music of the early 2000s and 2010s.
That's right. The best music of Nikolai. I'm so proud of him.
It's a pleasure to be here, Devin.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
With you especially, yeah.
Oh yeah, why is that?
Well, you're just a lovable guy. I feel like our audience knows this, so.
Our audience? Noah.
Well, all the residents of Tuscaloosa who tune into the show.
That's
every
true.
Day.
Everyone in the United States of America know who I am.
They should.
All right, so today's topic's going to be a little different than usual. Usually it's just like we talk about different like adjustments from high school to college or wherever you're coming from. Maybe you took a gap year, whatever, so on. But today, I'm going to get to know my guest and know his background. So maybe as the audience, you could relate to him. Maybe you have something in common. You have some questions for him, whatever. Stuff like that. So Nikolai, tell us about yourself. Tell me in the audience.
This is like a job interview question. Tell me about yourself.
So yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, nowhere near as serious.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I'm a sophomore.
All right.
I'm majoring in history. Pre-law. I'm from Texas.
Nice.
Which is the best state in the union.
Sure.
Specifically, I'm from Plano, which is a suburb of Dallas. And I came to Bama because of, actually it's very funny. I only applied to Bama because some guy online was like, hey, you should apply here. And I looked at the application and, it was very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't have to write an essay. I didn't have to get a letter of rec or anything.
Right. Very simple.
So I was like, you know what? If I pay like 20, 40 bucks or whatever.
Yeah. 35, 40, something.
And get this application in, then my parents will get off my back about applying to colleges.
Sure.
So I applied there. I wasn't really thinking about Bama in terms of like a school I wanted to go to. But then obviously I got in and then I got the scholarships and I came here. It's the best decision I ever made. I love the school. We do so much for I didn't even realize this until like I was here for about a year and like I got to know people who were in the administration.
Right.
We do so much. Like we're actually a very good school on like beneath the surface. We do so much in terms of like research and like actual academic work that like if you're looking for that, it's definitely something that's here.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I think it's also a very big school, big name, so that helps out.
Yeah.
We are a lot of us are very like we go, we're always working, always doing something. So
you know, they say we're the capstone of higher education. And it's actually true.
It is true, I agree. And there's a reason why you say it. All right, so Nikolai, tell us about the Blunt program you enrolled in.
Oh, yeah. So that was another big draw for Alabama for me was that I got into the Blunt Scholars Program. It's a program that was endowed in the 90s by Winton Blunt, who is a big construction magnate. And he created this liberal arts program to teach philosophy and how to write and a lot of like soft skills. But it's also it's a really fun like community of kids that are sort of a little bit more academically inclined. They all live together. We all live together in the dorm freshman year, and then we sort of spread out. And it really has like a very diverse selection of students in terms of like majors and like interests. But they're all like smart kids. And so now, like as a sophomore, like I have friends who I knew through Blunt in like every group on campus,
yeah,
a lot
sure.
of like different departments. And it's really like helpful. A lot of people talk about like alumni and
right.
like networking and connections and stuff. And you really don't realize how important that is until sort of after it's over.
Sure. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. So like you made a lot of connections. Do you feel like as it like grown as you like kept going here?
Yeah. Yeah. That's another great thing about Alabama is that there's something for like anything that you're interested in.
Oh, for sure.
And people, like everybody does like four or five different things. And so you always know somebody who knows somebody else.
Of course.
Especially if you've been here for a minute. And so like just this morning, like I ran into you at the sailing club.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't even know you were going to be there.
Yeah. And I do that because I met a guy who's at swing dancing who does sailing. He was like, you should come out. And I'm sure you, like, somebody told you.
Well, I saw, I had a friend who was also in the sailing club, and I saw, like, at the get on board day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, might as well just do a shot. And, like, I went this morning, and I just, like, see, like, I wasn't going to go, but I was like, yeah, I'll go. You know, I've been doing this for the day this morning. I'm already up. I'm planning to do something.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. Like, I loved it. I want to go back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's exactly that. Yeah.
Yeah. There's always, like, it's you know, like, 6 degrees of separation. At UA, it's, like, 2 or 3 max.
Oh, yeah.
So there's another reason. Like, I love college. I think this campus in particular.
Exactly. I think everybody once said, like, oh, they love their college. But, like, I mean, there's so much to do here. And there's always, like, stuff going on. You can't really get, like, tired or bored of it.
Yeah.
And, like, and if there is something that, like, you want to do and, like, you can't find people who have, like, done it already or, like, are doing it right now, you can start it yourself. And,
yeah.
And, like, you'll probably get a following. Like, it always, I mean, how it is. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I know this... This kind of sounds like, you know, Stuart Bell's paying us to hype up the university, but no, it's actually just true.
It is true, yeah. I mean, I wish he was paying us.
Yeah. I mean, hit my line.
Hit my line, Mr. Bell. Dr. Bell.
Oh, man. Actually, I had a friend that met Stuart Bell at a lunch.
Oh, yeah?
One time. Yeah, he does a little bit to, like, get involved on campus, but they met Stu, and he told them that he actually lives in the mansion.
Yeah.
Like, the president's mansion. It's not just for show. Yeah. And, you know, like, people don't know that. So, like,
I didn't know that, yeah.
Like, he'll get ding dong ditched. And, they asked him about, cause it's right next to the Chimes, right?
Right.
So he says, like, do you really have to listen to Danny Chimes every 15 minutes? He's like, yeah, you get used to it. So I feel bad for Sue sometimes, but.
No, I mean, I think, you know, like, at some point you probably enjoy it. And, like, you're like, oh, okay, it doesn't even faze you anymore.
I'm sure he knows exactly what time it is.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
He's just like, oh, it's 7:15. You're like, I don't know.
Yeah. You ever notice that Danny Chimes at, like, 6:30 starts playing songs?
I don't know. I mean, I know at 18:31, it, like, does, like, the really long one. I don't know what it is, but, like, he does, like, the really, like, long chime.
Oh, so, I didn't know that. Is that something you learned in camp?
I was, like, walking by on campus, and I was, like, looking at my phone. I was like, why is it going for so long?
Yeah.
And it was, like, 6:31 p.m. And I was like,
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like... At, like, 6:30, they start playing, like, The Rose of Alabama and a bunch of, like, other songs on the chimes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I've heard, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that there is a, like, an organ, like, machine that they use to play the chimes. And usually it's programmed, but for some music department thing, when they graduate, they get to actually play the chimes.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so, like, why'd you pick a history major if you're going to be pre-law?
So... law schools don't require any specific major.
Right.
Like, in fact, they actually kind of like majors that are not history, political science, or, like, English. That's, like, 85% of their applicants.
Right.
But I loved history in high school. I felt it was something that I would be good at. And when I got here, I started talking to people in the history department. And just like everything else, like, the history department is very serious. Like, you can get a lot out of it if you want to. But I feel like that's kind of true for most of the departments. If you go and actually talk to your professors, like, a lot of the professors here are, like, world-class experts in their fields. And they know a lot of people, and they can do a lot for you. And all you have to do, really, is just, like, be talk a person to them. Yeah.
Just, like, be a person, like, seem as a human being.
Yeah.
Just go see them in office hours, like, for lunch or something. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a real problem in a lot of my classes, is that, like, you know, people are just afraid to talk
to their teachers. Yeah.
Yeah. And just because I would, like, sit in the front and raise my hand sometimes, my professors, like, love me.
Yeah. Because, like, they just want to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think they know, like, how kids see them.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, as a machine. Yeah. Like, it's just like a machine. You look to, like, okay, look at this PowerPoint. Okay, test tomorrow. Something like, you know, something like that. But, I mean, they are people, and I do care. Like, like, I mean, they're humans. So, like, yeah.
Yeah. I love my professors.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Like, I mean, there's some of them who are like, oh, can you explain this more, please? Like, going so fast. But that's, like, it.
Yeah.
Mm. It's nice. I remember, like, I don't remember this, like, but actually, like, last year when I came here, I didn't want to stay. I wanted to transfer because my plan was to go back to in-state, which was going to Virginia Tech.
Oh, no.
But I really, obviously, as you know,
yeah.
I fell in love with this place.
I'm glad.
Yeah. And
I'm glad.
I love spending all my time here.
This is one of my stories that I tell people about when I come to Alabama. Like, I grew up in Dallas.
Right.
And Dallas is, we have an NFL team, obviously. And we have, Texas is very, very good at high school football. So I grew up like going to high school football games. We had a huge stadium, like 10,000 people for a high school stadium. But, you know, Dallas doesn't have any like college teams. And the Texans, I mean, not the Texans, the Longhorns are in Austin, which we don't like Austin. And it's 3 hours away and they're bad. So when I was growing up, like nobody around me watched college football. And so when I applied to Bama, I applied because they were the University of the State of Alabama. And after I got in, I got on Wikipedia and I was like, okay, what is this school?
Yeah.
And then I found out that we were good at football.
They were amazing at football, yeah.
So I came here and I had to learn like how football works really and like what the rules are. And now like I've been here for a year and I've been following all the games across the SEC and I'm like a real college football fan.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's crazy. Yeah. Like I'm the same way. Like I'm like poor at college. I kind of like knew what football was, whatever. I never kept up with it. Now,
yeah.
I got like every game. I'm like excited. I know what time they all are. I know like all the players, everything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh man. It's just nuts to think like how different, like it's all like a whole year, like freshman year and like even now, it's so different. I don't know. It's just crazy to think about how like high school, can be like the same thing 24/7. And now it's like, okay, Monday I have one class, Tuesday I have four classes, Wednesday I have one class again, and then Friday is like, you know, no class, whatever.
It's very different. It's I don't know. I don't know what kind of high school you went to.
Yeah.
But I went to a high school that at least the program I was in IB.
Right.
And so we were like everything was about academics all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like after every test, people would like go together and talk about, hey, what'd you get on this question? What'd you get on this question?
Right.
And everything was like super competitive and it's just not the vibe. The vibe is totally different here.
No,
like,
I understand.
I've never had a class where I felt like I'm competing with my classmates. We're always trying to like work together and like learn the material.
That's why like we there's always like study group because like in your class you recognize. I was like, hey, like how'd you do the homework? How'd you do the quiz? Like, can you help me with this? Like stuff like that. Like, hey, how do you do this? The simple things. Like, no one's ever like trying to like, get food. That's like I agree with you on that. Like in high school, it was always like fighting for like the grade or fighting like for yourself and trying to prove yourself. Trying to prove yourself. Like, hey, I'm important enough. Like, hey, I'm good enough. But now it's like, you made it this far. You did the hard work. But let's just like let's get together now. And, like let's focus. And that's why it's so good. Like it's a healthy environment like, to work in. And that's why like, I also love the school because people you recognize, people you know, people like you like seen like in your other classes or, like are, like out and about whatever doing something. And you're like, hey, like I remember you. Like, hey, you're in my econ class. Something. Hey, yeah, I see you in my blunt scholars class. My whatever class it is. I don't know. But still, like it's fun. And it's much better than when you're in school, and that's why everybody goes to college, because like you're much happier here, and like you have also a sense of like independence and freedom, and you have like a lot more time, and you can like balance like yourself and like education, and it's what you want to do, it's like your passion, so that's why everybody like, loves it, and it's like, what you want to be, it's what you want to do, so it's perfect.
Yeah, I think another part of that you mentioned time, like I have significantly more work in college. And I actually spend more time on schoolwork in college than I did in high school. But because it's less structured, I guess, it feels like I have a lot more free time.
I agree. Like, yeah. I feel like, sure, like, it's more, like, concentrated, more, like, okay, more studying, more homework. But I feel like it's not as, like, difficult as it was in high school. So I feel like it was constant and, like, because I think also it was 7 hours a day.
Yeah.
5 days
yeah.
a week. And that already took up way too much time. Like, after my class tomorrow, I have one class tomorrow, like, 9 a.m. And I get home at like 11:30, 8 lunch, and then I do some homework, and I'm good until like, and then like the latest I'm like tired or like done is like 6-7 o'clock, and I go to bed early and have a good night's sleep. High school is always like, all right, midnight the earliest,
yeah,
and then like maybe 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you know, and then go to sleep, wake up at 6, wake up at 7, you know,
yeah,
it's just nuts. So.
Yeah, it's a very different vibe, and I talked to some of my friends from high school, and they're still like in that.
Right.
It's hard for me to.
It's crazy to think about how different it is. And me and my friends were like right below me, they're starting high school when I was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, really having so much fun. I'm like, it's everyone, like everyone here is like this. Like it's just like not just me. Like it's like I'm sure maybe it looks like that, but like I mean, I don't know, it's just like I think everybody in their own college and their own experience, like I'm so happy. I'm doing my life, it's my dream. Or like where it's a thing. Even if it wasn't your dream, it always works out for the end. Like like Bama was not my dream school, like, obviously.
No, sure.
But like it's where I'm happiest, I think. Like, I think it's also, like, that's why I'm still here. Like, that's why I didn't, like, leave. Because I...
Go to Georgia Tech.
I didn't go to Georgia Tech. I
heard that at football.
That's the only reason I stayed here. Yeah, completely.
They should make me a capstone now, because I've been going back to my high school, man. I've been telling all my friends about how good it is here and like how happy I am that I came here as opposed to all these other schools. But if you'd asked me in high school, like, where do you want to go?
Right.
Bama would not
have been on the list. Exactly. Yeah, I'm not being honest.
But now that I think about like what would have happened to me if I'd gone there, I'm very glad I went here.
Oh, me too. I think I changed for the better. Like, yeah. As a person. Like, I think, like, I look at photos and like memories of me, like, from, like, on my Snapchat from years ago. And I'm like, I look so different, and I feel like I was a completely different person.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've matured, and I've also, like, I just, like, became, like, a better, healthier, and a better person. I feel like, I know, like, I have the goals somewhat now. I'm sure, like, I don't have a career goal yet, but, like, I know, like, what I'm working for, and, like, it's worth my future, and I know, like, I have, like, an idea of where I want to go. And, like, that's comforting, you know what I mean? And that's, like, better than when I did a year ago today. So, yeah. And then I'm sure, like, a lot of, like, the people listening, if there are really any, but, like, still, like, I mean... if you are like people who like come historians. Into college, yeah, like
future like, historians who are like studying the life of Denmark.
Totally, whatever. I mean, whatever they're studying, like, sure, they don't know. Maybe it will change. I thought about changing my major like a million times, but I've changed like 5 or 6 times so far. I've been here a year, but still, yeah. I mean, you have time to think about things. You have like little steps along the way, and you're like, okay, is this worth it? Is this what I really want to do? Is there a different career path I would love doing? Like, you know, like. If money is like way important to you, then if you really care about that more than anything, go ahead, do my thing.
But, yeah. Yeah. I think it's an important skill to learn to like say no to things as well.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Like some people are like, they come in and they have a major and they're dead set on their major, and then they're like a junior and they're not really happy with it.
Right.
And that's an issue. I had an econ major. So I was originally double majoring.
Right.
And I like my econ, like the class I took for it. And I got into the business honors program, which is another really cool thing that if you're a freshman in Culverhouse or a sophomore, you should definitely try out for. But I had to drop it because I'm graduating early. And I felt bad. Like, I didn't want to drop it, but...
But you had to.
You have to make trade-offs sometimes. Yeah. And I don't let it keep me up at night or whatever.
No, yeah, because I mean, you got to move on, and it's what's best for you.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's like, I joined to join the winning club last year. Nothing, like, this is so different than business honors, but, like... I tried doing, because I used to run in high school and I loved running.
Yeah.
But I joined the running club at UA. But all the times when I'm conflicting with my classes were so early in the morning, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was so like, it was 5:30, 6 a.m. And like, I had to test that day, but it was like, I had a long, long day. And I couldn't do it. Or I wasn't like feeling up to it. Like, and like, that's what's more important. It's putting yourself before like things on your resume or things like for, you know.
Yeah. And it's important to realize you're not like, it's not like you saying I hate the running.
Right. Yeah.
This is like, it doesn't work.
Yeah. So. This doesn't work out. And it's okay. It's a fact.
I'm still on. I get an email every Friday at like 3 o'clock from the stand-up paddleboarding club. It's like, we're having a meeting at 5, and every Friday I want to go. Like, it sounds super fun. I love paddleboarding, but like Friday at 5, I'm just
you're like, you're tired.
I'm lounging.
You're burnt out. You're like, it's Friday evening.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, I don't know, go out somewhere, go to a restaurant.
One of these days, I will make it out there.
No way. Maybe.
I'm gonna keep getting this email.
I'm gonna stay on my email until it happens. That's so funny. It's just crazy to think though, I can't imagine myself anywhere else. I know like everyone says that when you're in college, but I mean, it's the truth. Like, no matter where you end up, even if it's not that long, but it probably is.
God forbid.
but still, yeah, it's definitely a good time. I love it so much. I got the station here. I did Bama's. I'm doing Bama sailing now.
Yeah,
I'm doing Habitat for Humanity. It's gonna be great.
That's really cool.
It's gonna be a good time. Yeah.
The station, I think, is really exemplifying like Bama's attitude.
Oh yeah,
because like I sent him an email. I filled out the form on the website, and they're like, "Yeah, okay, come in.
Yeah,
here's your time slot."
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's been super helpful, even like when there's been problems, they just like try to solve them instead.
Of course, because all I want is just people to work with them and like be like for them. And if they're passionate enough to do this and show up like once a week for an hour or two,
then
you can do it. It's great. And it's not hard work at all. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
It's fun. Like, I think I forget I have to, like, this isn't like a job, like, something I have to do. Like, I feel like it's like, okay, it's Sunday evening, and it's like, I can talk about whatever I want, it's great. And it's like, it's my show. It's called The College Struggle with Devin. I'm Devin. Like, that's
You crazy. Are Devin. You are the show.
I am the show. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things. It's impressive how there's a lot of things that are like, you can get involved with on campus.
Right.
That aren't going to take over your life.
Oh, completely.
Like, I do Owl's Pals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's super fun. You just go out to elementary schools and like do mentorship, right. Which is like you hang out with
it's like kids. Math or English, right?
Yeah. So yeah. There's like math worksheets and you like help them with that.
Right.
But really you're just like, you're there to like play outside with them and
yeah.
Make sure they've got somebody who's supporting them and wants them to succeed.
Yeah, of course.
And it's not a big time commitment. It's once a week. It's like an hour or two. But you feel great after.
Yeah, of course. I would too. Yeah.
And you're doing something like actually meaningful.
Of course.
So
elementary school you teach at, is that what it is? Like, is it like Matthews?
I'm at Englewood.
Oh no, Englewood. Okay.
I'm at Englewood, but I got friends at Matthews.
And yeah, I got a friend at Matthews. I have AGs in Hull. So yeah.
Oh, very
yeah,
cool.
It's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm glad that like UA is like giving back to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
a community,
it's amazing. Love it. It's just that's crazy. Like I mean, it's I will say though, like how like different it is, like. Like you forget sometimes, like there's an actual town here. Like
yeah,
like people like grew up here and like live here. It's nice to think about. Like yeah, it's a college town, but I feel like there is a bubble, and like there's good and bad to that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Because there's like, okay, like you're with people your age who like have the same kind of goals and same like you know things to do, like pop fun and like classes, whatever. But also it's like, only like 5 minutes out campus.
Yeah,
whole like
it's a whole
like,
suburb.
World. Yeah, there's like a families and like schools. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think that's another thing that I'm sort of experiencing as a transition from being a freshman to a sophomore.
Yeah.
Like, freshman year, I knew people that never left campus.
No, yeah. Once.
But freshman year, I would, like, when we left campus, it was like, we're going on a trip.
No,
we're going on a foraging expedition. And now that I'm living off campus, like, I went up to Northport yesterday to get my haircut.
Right.
And I went to, it's Glenn's on Main.
Okay.
On Main Street in Northport. And this is, like, this whole, like, downtown.
No, it's not.
A little city. Yeah. And... like just being able to experience that naturally
right.
is like there's something new, something more.
I agree. It's crazy.
And so it's kind of different how the campus is like a college.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily like Alabama. And then you get off like 10 minutes off campus and you're in like Alabama the state.
Yeah. I agree with that because it also there's also people here from like all over the states and probably all over the world too. Like it's like they would have like big states like Jersey.
Yeah.
And of course, Alabama is a big one, but also like Jersey, Georgia.
Like well, we're I think the numbers are we're 60% out of state,
and then 40% in state. That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And then that's crazy. What's the do you remember the gender ratio?
The gender is also like 60-40.
Yeah, like 60 women, 40% men. I think so. Yeah.
It'd be interesting if it was the same people, just only out of state women and in state guys.
Oh man. Yeah. I doubt it, but.
We'd be in interesting predicaments.
No, that, I agree. Yeah. Coming from Georgia and coming from Texas.
Yeah. Opposite ends of Alabama. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. I never would have thought, though, even if you asked me senior year, I was in the college application process. I was like, hey, you're going to go to Alabama and they're going to love it and you're going to want to stay there forever. And I would laugh in your face. Because it's like, this, like, I feel like there's also a connotation with this state. And I feel like, sure, like, you know, the education, in the state is, like, not the best, but, like, I feel like the campus and, like, the college itself, it, like, differs and all that. That's why it feels like a whole different, like, vibe, because there's people from, like, all different areas doing, like, the same things you are, and, like, it doesn't feel like you're not, like, I forget I'm in the state. Right now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I'm, like, somewhere, like, with that bad of a connotation, if that makes sense.
You know? Yeah. I think this is something I think we see across a lot of SEC schools.
Yeah, of course.
Is that they've decided, like, 10, 15 years ago, that they're gonna do what Texas and Michigan have done and like start getting out of state talent, start becoming as academically competitive as they are. Like they're already doing it. If you think about it, they're already doing it with sports. Like the same thing that they're doing with the football team, getting the best kids from other states with offers of like good money and a good program.
Sports, yeah.
And now they're doing it like on an academic level.
Yeah,
and I think it's working. I think in like Alabama 30 years ago was a very like regional technical like, and now I think 30 years from now when we're like in our professional primes, I think our undergraduate degrees will have appreciated in value significantly.
It's gonna be crazy. I just can't, like, especially with their major and like what you're doing in your career. Like if I had like a specific major for like this current time, it would not be that great, because like I think also like I have a business major, but also have an API minor.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's also gonna help me in the future too, because like, you know, like, wherever my career goes in any direction, I have, like, things on my resume, things on my degree that help me out in my, you know, dream field. I don't really have a dream field. Like, you have pre-law. Like, you know, like, obviously, pre-law. Like, yeah. Because, like, everybody needs lawyers. Everybody needs people to work for them in the law firm. So, like, you'll be amazing. It'd be great. And I agree with you. It's going to appreciate only from here.
Yeah. I think another big part of that is, like, it's who you know.
Right.
And not really what, well, depending on your field. Like, if you're a STEM person, obviously you have to know your stuff.
Right.
But for a lot of stuff, it's a lot about who you know and who you can talk to. And, like,
it's like also like life skill, I feel, too.
Yeah.
It's more like, not like, okay, education, great, but also, are you well-rounded? Like, do you, can you, like, be with people? Have you spent time, like, doing things? Are you well-committed to doing things for, like, a while? Yeah. And that's why I love, like, being an Eagle Scout, you know?
Yeah.
Like, doing, like, we both were Eagle Scouts. It was so much fun. Like, I forget, like, it's something you can put on, like, a resume and get offers for, because it's, like, I to me, like, I think I got it, like, I feel like I got it by accident. I got, like, all the palms and everything, too. Like, I did extra work with all those little badges.
But it's, like, something you're in.
Yeah.
Like, you just do it.
Like, it was, like, okay, like, I can paint. I can, chip, you know, whatever. It was great. It was, like, I can canoe. I can swim. Yeah. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I never thought of myself as, like, outdoorsy until I came here.
No,
and I was like, well, I'm not doing all my scout stuff, but I, like, I miss it. I want to do it.
Of course.
And now, like, I go to the lake and, like,
go and to the Arboretum. Sail.
Yeah. Sailing is super fun.
Sailing is so.
Have you been to the UA Arboretum?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, so the university, this is, like, no one knows about this. It's one of the greatest things the university has.
Okay.
The university owns 60 acres of, like, woodland.
Oh, really?
It's, like, 4 miles. It's like maybe like 15, 20 minutes off campus.
Okay. That's probably why nobody knows about it.
Well, yeah, it's like, it's out of the way. They don't advertise it at all.
Really?
But it's like nature trails. They've got gardens. They've got a little lake. It's beautiful. And they do, like biology and botany departments.
Yeah.
They have like greenhouses and they do research there. But, yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. And like, especially right now, as it's fall and the leaves are turning,
of course,
it's gonna be a spot.
Oh, I can't wait! That's gonna be so good because the weather is getting hotter, but it's also like, it's like as the evening goes down, it's getting cooler. So maybe, you know, one of these evenings, I'll probably walk over and see what happens.
Yeah,
take your advice. I may talk about it on the show. Who knows?
For sure. For sure.
Oh, I can't wait. This is crazy. All right, Nikolai, how are things going with you?
With me?
Yeah, like how, let's say, how was freshman year been different than you are now?
I feel like, well, a big part of that is living in the dorms. Okay. So, sort of pivoting back to Blunt, I know a lot of people, like, the dorms are different for every dorm you're in.
Right.
And I know a lot of people really like the, like, something like Prez is considered one of the nicer dorms.
Right, right, right. Because
you have your own room and you have all these amenities.
Yeah, like all these big space, yeah.
So when they built Blunt in the 90s, they on purpose made the dorms as, like, cramped and uncomfortable as they could. Hear me out.
Okay.
So they've got, you live in one room with another guy. Traditional style.
Right.
And, like, they're not exactly the greatest views on campus. Sure. And. But the purpose behind that, they did that with an intention. And the intention behind that is, you know, they didn't want people just, like, living in their room. They wanted to force people kind of to go out and socialize and, like, use the common spaces. And I really like that about Blunt. Because I've been in Prez. I've been in a bunch of other buildings.
Yeah.
And the lobbies are always empty. And people, like, even roommates don't know each other at all.
Yeah.
And I really preferred the community that we had in Blunt because
I agree. Like I even show up sometimes to Blunt buildings and Blunt stuff, and like there's always the same people I see. It's always like they're always like, talking to each other. There's only so many of you. Like so many few of you. I feel like you guys are all like friends.
Yeah, that's nice. It's 120 people in each class, and it's weird because it's a lot of people, but also it's not a lot of people. So you can know everyone.
Like you recognize people's faces even if you don't like know them. You're like, okay, like, you're in Blunt, and I know we can like have some sort of icebreaker there.
Yeah, who's your professor?
Yeah,
like. And I feel like there are kind of a lot of programs like that on campus.
Yeah.
Like Greek life, obviously.
Obviously.
But also like Randall's and clubs and a lot of things like sort of serve that purpose of having a community.
But I think that the Blunt thing is different because it's you guys all share like a building.
Yeah, we all live together.
It's amazing. You know, like spend that whole year together. Like, it's just like all these classes too, like in like this downstairs. So there's like classes and at the dorm. It's so fun. Even now, like some people are like, where is Blunt? I'm like, it's right next to Patey, right across the island. Nobody would ever see it.
No.
Like, it's hidden. No one ever knows.
It's hidden in plain sight. And it's because like people who aren't in it usually don't go there.
Yeah.
Not because it's closed. Like
it's just like it's just nobody's everybody walks right by it and doesn't even realize it. Because nobody's ever heard of it. Because even like, when I apply, you don't like see it.
No.
Have you even like applied for it?
So they sent me an email. I think they send the emails based on scores.
Right.
But the way it works is there's like two stages. So there's an open application on the website, on UA's website. And then you like write some essays for that. And they always make sure the essays are fun.
Right.
Because I wrote a bunch of essays. I'm writing essays now for law schools. And it's always like, tell me about yourself. What's the time you overcame a struggle? Like, talk about how you're diverse. And, you know, those are important essays, I guess. But they're not a lot of fun to write. And like one of the blunt essays my freshman year was, imagine the Kool-Aid man going right. to Mr. Peanut for therapy about his anger issues. And, you know, it's kind of goofy, it's kind of silly, but, it was fun to write.
Yeah.
And it gives you like a space to showcase that, you know, you're a person. Right, and not just course.
Like another, like another kid, like the scores and just numbers.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Like, yeah. Okay. You did soccer. So everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's like an online application and then there's an interview process.
Right.
And because I'm on Blunt Exec, I got to see like sort of behind the scenes a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's pretty competitive. We took this year we had 400 applicants and we took like 150 of them. And obviously every year you have people, you know, get off the wait list at Columbia or something. But I met a lot of the freshmen and I think it's a good group. I think it's definitely something if you're in high school, like worth checking out, worth considering. But there are actually surprisingly, well, I shouldn't say surprisingly, but there are a lot of like programs like that on campus. So right. one is liberal arts focused, right? It's about reading and writing.
Right.
But like Randall's is like that business honors and Blackburn are both kind of for students that are already here. But those are both definitely programs. The university, if you like are interested in like academics, if right. that's what you want to do, if you want to be prestigious and do all this stuff, there are definitely a lot of opportunities for that. You just have to kind of
look
for them, talk to your professors, talk to people in departments.
Talk to your counselors, everywhere.
Yeah, talk to upperclassmen.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people like find out about stuff.
Way too late.
Yeah.
Way too late, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I found out about Blunt when I met, I met you, mm-hmm. last year, and then like I didn't realize how many programs. There's so many different online programs. Like there's like Women in Business like Association like mm-hmm. things, and there's like scholarships for that. Just like just being like a major and just being like who you, like as you are, just like as like, and it just gives you like it's just it's a thing like on your resume. It's crazy to think about like you like join it, and depending also on GPA, obviously, but like everything is course. It's just like it's just crazy to think about how many honors associations there are here. How many small or big, or how many people like know about them?
Yeah,
there are a lot of things you can like help out with your academics.
I didn't apply early enough, actually.
Oh, really?
But for fellows.
Okay.
Do you know about the university fellows?
I've heard of it. I don't think I know about it.
So they're another one. There's like five or six programs that are run through the Honors College.
Okay.
Besides the college itself, one of those is Randall's. One of those is EPIC, which is like engineers in society or something. And then one of those is the university fellows. And they like take classes like separately. And they it's a lot of like alumni connection stuff. They take a trip to Cuba every year.
So, that's so cool.
Yeah. There's a lot happening at the university that you like talk to the right people and find out.
That's awesome.
Or you listen to the show, and we just tell you.
Yeah, he's listening every Sunday, 6 to 7.
Yeah, Devin Patel.
Yeah, Devin Patel. Oh man, it is crazy though. How many things happen? Like, can happen to someone. Like for me, like even you say this, Nicola. Everybody says this. Like, I'm everywhere. You know, people know who I am. It's just I don't think I do that. I'm not even that involved. If you're honest, I think I have like this familiar personality that helps me out, and that just makes me like for the better part, it makes me stick out in a good way.
You're a lovable guy.
That's what we keep saying. Everyone keeps saying that. I think that's great. I think that's how probably why I got this job. Like, part of the interview process. And, like, it's just me to show off my personality. Like, show, like, hey, like, I am a human being.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm a business major, but also I got this on my head. You know, I can do this. I love to do this. So.
Yeah. I've definitely, when I applied for the Business Honors Program,
right.
I mentioned that I was a radio DJ here. And that definitely, like, it does help you humanize them. That's why I think there's a on resumes when I was taking this like resume class,
right?
And they tell you it's like considered good advice to have a section for your hobbies, like if you like painting or if you like sailing or whatever,
like get involved,
like get involved and like show that. But just like put that down.
Yeah.
Because it helps whoever's reading it be like, okay, this is a person that does school and does well in school, but they also have a life.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, because if, especially now, even, you know, decades ago, whatever, but now it's especially more important because it's like everybody has the good grades. Everybody has like the hardworking skills. Like, what makes you different? What makes you, like, what makes you know, like, hey, okay, I can trust this guy who won't, like, also, like, won't just do my work, like, and be like a robot. I wouldn't, like, be able to talk to him or her. And have, you know, like somewhat of a good relationship. And like, what shows like you can handle that?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't like people say like everybody has this. A lot of people like don't, right? So obviously there's a whole spectrum of like if you have impressive scores, it is impressive that you have that.
Right.
But you should also like shoot for as high as you can.
Right.
Right. And so if you're shooting for the tippy top. That's your competition. That's where you should be focused. But you shouldn't lose sight of the fact that, you know, you're still doing well.
Of course. Yeah, I agree.
So I think like both of those are important, and balancing those is a lot about like what goes into
how much time you put into certain things.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
You want to be involved enough, but also you want to make sure your grades are still great.
Yeah.
So yeah. And that can be tough to balance, but that's also like a learning adjustment. And like that also in itself I feel is a good way to show like, okay, he's well rounded, but also he can do both very well
at the same time. Some of the best advice I ever got, like freshman year coming in, was like, don't take super hard classes your first semester.
Right. Because you need to know, like, you need to realize, like, okay, what can you, like, handle if you're going to be involved?
Yeah.
And if you think, okay, like, I have so much free time and I'm doing great, get some harder classes. Like, fix it up. Like, that's what I regret doing. I remember the first semester I came here, I took some very hard classes and, like, it hurt a little bit. But in the end, it was fine, you know, but I've done, like, obviously, spring semester. And even now, it's way more amazing than I will. It's like a learning adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
I think, to be fair, that's like most freshmen. Like, you come in, it's a whole new process. You don't understand like how these classes work, like what are different times, like why is this? I never know what this like class was. I never took it in high school, whatever. Yeah. But like, I'm like, oh, I have like, what do I do now? It's 2:00. I don't have anything to do on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, okay, like, what can you get involved in? Like, look at like other things you're like liking to do. Can you, you know, study some more? Can you, like, do you have time to go out and meet some friends, something like that, you know, something like that. I don't know, but it's just like it is a learning adjustment. And yeah, it can be like, don't get I wish this was this advice last year, but don't get too involved like in the fun stuff. But
yeah,
because I feel like that's gonna misbalance it, and that's like, yeah, it's gonna show like, okay, you have fun, but like your grades might slip. And like, you know, you might like lose scholarships.
Yeah,
so it's very good.
WVUA-FM Tuscaloosa.
All right, guys, welcome back. Your last 20 minutes here are about. So we're gonna ask Nikolai. So like, how was it different from like high school? How was Bama different than your high school experience?
So I was in IB in high school, and first of all, that had such a big impact on my like credits.
Right.
I took so IB, you have to take like for 3 years, basically, you have to take all AP classes. And so at my high school, it was just considered normal to just take the IB and the AP tests.
Right.
So I came to Bama with like 60 credits.
That's insane.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people that come here with a bunch of credits. And when I was taking them in high school, I wasn't really thinking, like, I was still assuming I was going to go to some like top tier school where none of those credits matter.
Right.
But I was just taking them so that I would have like a higher GPA because I'm 5.0 in high school. And then I come to Bama and like they take every single one of my tests. And so like I was able to take shave 2 years off my.
That's nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it saved me a bunch of money.
Of course.
So like I never believed my teachers when they were like, you could save so much money by like taking these classes now. But
it's true. It's true. It's very true. Money and time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of time.
And energy. Like, I'm like working hard again.
The GPA question is actually interesting because I know a lot of people in high school that were like, okay, the whole 5.0 versus 4.0.
Right,
like,
right.
Where do you draw the line? And like,
and I think it also just depends on your school. Also.
It depends on your school. It depends on your class. Like,
right.
It's so like having a number to represent that, like, it doesn't really do justice to it.
It doesn't like, it's like GPA like of like 3.5 in Georgia isn't the same as like a 5.0. And, like,
not at all.
I don't know.
But like for college admissions, they don't really care that much.
Right.
They care about their numbers.
Right. Exactly.
And I think that's kind of true also of like GPAs in college. Yeah. Because I have friends that are engineers, and they fight for that 3.4.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah. But, like, I'm a history major, and, like, not to say the classes aren't challenging. Like, they can be.
Right, but it's just a lot.
It's a different
workload.
Workload
is a different, yeah.
Yeah. And that's also a big question for... So I'm applying to law schools.
Right.
And for graduate schools. It's really controversial in the world of, like, graduate admissions about GPAs, because most schools don't give higher than a 4.0.
Right.
Alabama does. Alabama and several other SEC schools give, like, count A pluses as 4.3s. And for, like, law schools, especially, like, that is a very controversial, like, decision.
Of course.
And, like, Alabama, I've never had a class that's graded on a curve. Like, in all my classes, like, you earn the grade you get.
Right.
It's not going to be dependent on your classmates. For a lot of schools, it's not like that.
Of course. So, yeah, because I remember in my high school, for some classes, not even, like, the whole school, but, like, it would just depend on, like, your future and, like, how mm-hmm. everyone else did. So, yeah, it just depends on what the course is and what the staff and faculty you choose to do. Of each education department, like math, English, science, whatever. But yeah.
Yeah. I remember my favorite teachers were the ones who would curve it and then only change your grade if it went up.
Right.
That was always...
That's good.
Yeah.
Because they do want to help you. Like, yeah. They just want me to... Like, they want to help you for you.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to hurt you, like, even now, if we take quizzes or if the quizzes or tests, like, we let you do that or homework, either, mm-hmm. they're going to take the best score. They're always going to take the best score.
Most professors are, like, very reasonable.
Yeah, of course.
They want to help you out.
That's why even some colleges, like, super score, like, you know, like, yeah. with your SATs and ACTs.
Yeah.
That's good.
But it's interesting how much, like, numbers define.
Right.
Like, what a person is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, obviously, it doesn't make sense to, like, interview 10,000 right. people or whatever, but.
But, I mean, sure, you're going to take the best of the best, but everyone could be the best. Like, there still are a lot of the best of the best.
Mm.
And their resumes and, like, their numbers are very similar. So, yeah, that's why the interview process, I think, is very important. Like, that's why things like this. Yeah. You need to know people.
Just talking to someone for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Culturally, obviously, Alabama is very different.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Because I grew up, I was sort of, Plano is a very unique city.
Right.
In that it's a city in North Texas in, it's called the telecommunications
gotcha.
Like, capital of whatever, like that's what the city slogan is or whatever. But anyway, they have AT&T there and they have Verizon there and they have like PepsiCo there. And there's a lot of like big companies that have their Toyotas there. They have their like headquarters for North America. And so the like makeup of the city, like in terms of ethnicity, in terms of culture, and in terms of like income is totally diverse. So
right.
we've got like, I think we have one of the highest Asian American populations in the country. We have like parts of the city are like, I wouldn't say any part of the city is like super rich or super poor, but there's like a lot of middle class,
I agree.
Like young people in the city. And so coming to Alabama where it's obviously, it's probably more diverse than the rest of the state, but it's still like less diverse than it was back home.
Sure.
And there I've like all these new dynamics and like these new like kinds of people that I'd never seen before. That took some getting adjusted to. Like some getting used to. But it's very interesting to see, like, because now I have like a windows into two worlds, because I still keep up with all my friends from back home.
Right.
So I see how things are still back there versus how things are here. And it's like watching yeah. through a window pane.
And I will say it can be hard sometimes to keep in touch with your friends back home or wherever yeah. they do end up in their colleges. Because
yeah.
I have friends who go like all over the, like, all over the states. Mm-hmm. Like, I have friends, like, even I study abroad, like, or even abroad, like, they have like, they're doing their small college in the England or whatever in the England, the UK, but
yeah,
wherever they go, but still.
That's why I love Be Real because it shows you like one scene from their life every day.
Like every, like a random little snapshot that goes at the same time for everybody. And it's like, hey, look, I'm still in bed, or hey, look, I'm at a restaurant with my friends, or hey, look, I'm at a concert or something, or hey, I'm in a car.
Yeah.
Something.
I feel like as a historian, that's like the best. That's the best because it shows you it's not like a lot of history papers right. are about how we have this source, right? But like you have to think about like how, in what ways the source biased, right?
Yeah.
How does the source not show the full picture of what's happening? And Be Real like removes a lot of those biases because it goes off randomly.
Yeah.
It's like whatever you're doing at the time.
Like, it went off on the way here for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally came off, and I was like, I was like in my car. I'm like, oh, I can't miss it. So I got to a red light, and I took a picture. So, yeah.
So real.
So real. No, it's crazy. I just think it is, like, interesting, though, how, like, everything changes. Like, it's people, are, like, even, like, the job market and everything, like, it's always, like, fluctuating.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nuts. Like, everything's so different. Like, everything's changing. And it could be for the better, but you never know. But usually it's for the better. So that's why I strongly believe, like, no matter, like, what happens, like, if you just work hard for it and, like, you show yourself, like, hey, I'm very, like, as a person, you're, like, you worked hard, you're diverse, then things will work out and it'll be fine.
Yeah. This is sort of like when I was growing up, my grandmother would tell, like, little, like, parables, yeah. like little stories that yeah. like have a message. And one of the ones that she would tell me is about the bear and the two hikers. What's so that? There's two hikers in the woods and they're climbing up a mountain and they set up their camp. When one of them sees coming down the mountain, there's a bear and he's running towards them and he's going to eat them.
Yeah.
So one of the hikers, but they'd gotten ready for bed, right?
They'd
taken off there. They were in their PJs.
Yeah.
One of the hikers starts booking it down the mountain, running away from the bear. One of the hikers starts slowly, like, putting on his boots and lacing up his shoes. And the hiker that's running turns around and yells back, like, what are you doing? Like, even if you put on your shoes, you're not going to run faster than a bear. And the guy who's putting on his shoes says, I don't have to run faster than the bear. I have to run faster than you. And so I think that kind of, like, that relates to, like, talking about, like, the job market, like, who knows what it's going to be like.
I agree. It's just, like, how you handle it. And, like, you, because I understand, like, stressing over it and, like, but, like, you need to take it, like, one step at a time. Like, no matter how fast, it's always changing. It's always coming at you. I agree with that. That's it. That's a very good analogy. That's a good story. I like that.
You don't have to be, like, perfect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you don't have to, like, beat some objective standard. You just have to, like, see where your competition's at and, like, work hard.
Of course.
And, you know, everyone else can do it somehow, so you can do it too.
Of course. And you can do it in your own way.
Yeah.
In your own way and make it, like, better.
Yeah.
Or worse.
I mean, you got to go for it, right?
You got to go for it. Exactly.
Miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
I agree. One
great screen. Oh, yeah. Michael Scott.
I can't believe we made an Office reference in the end of our show. Yeah, it's crazy. You know what? I think we can end it here. We've been talking for a good while.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's been the end of our episode. Tune in next week. I'll be back. College Struggle with Dev. Thank you, Nikolai, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Don't forget to listen to Nikolai's show, Throwback Thursdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight. That'll be fun. Oh, best 2000 songs. All right. Thank you guys for listening. And that's been Dev and Nikolai.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.